Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Minnesota Department of Health is encouraging residents to get vaccinated against both flu and COVID-19. Health Commissioner Dr. Brooke Cunningham says it's not too late to roll up your sleeve. Officials report flu cases are climbing, with hospitalizations more than doubling since Thanksgiving. Vaccines for flu and the latest COVID strain are available for everyone 6 months and older. Federal investigators are out with a new estimate of the total amount of money lost to fraud in state government since 2018. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson says 14 high-risk Medicaid programs have cost $18 billion in Minnesota.
Now, I'm sure everyone is wondering how much of this $18 billion was fraud. It's not the million-dollar question, that's the $18 billion question. I don't make these generalizations in a hasty way, so when I say a significant amount, I'm talking in the order of half or more, but we'll see.
Prosecutors charged six people Thursday in these fraud schemes. Governor Tim Walz applauded the charges and said, quote, "We will not tolerate fraud, and we will continue to work with federal partners to ensure fraud is stopped and the fraudsters are caught." Small business owners testified in front of a Senate subcommittee on the effect tariffs are having on their businesses. Beth Beneke owns Busy Baby, which sells baby products in Zimbrota. She says she almost filed for bankruptcy.
"I didn't know how devastating the effect of the tariffs would have been, but I knew that there was no way I could survive it. I had two containers ready to leave China on April 9th. Had I not pulled back that inventory and left it in China, I would have had 30 days to come up with $230,000.
Beneke says she had to cancel a contract with Target because she could not set her prices for a year from now. There's a critical need for blood in Minnesota this holiday season. Suthi Singha with the American Red Cross says they usually see fewer blood donors in December. The Singha says many of the blood drives at high schools and colleges are canceled during the holiday break. You can find a local blood donation event at redcross.org. A bipartisan bill to support families of fallen firefighters and first responders who passed away or became disabled from cancer was signed into law by President Donald Trump. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar was one of the lead authors of the Honoring Our Fallen Heroes Act, which was named after former St. Paul fire captain Michael Pater, who died in 2020 from an aggressive form of leukemia. A Sartell police officer is credited with saving two dogs from a burning home. Authorities say early reports indicated there was no one in the home, but the two dogs were trapped inside. Firefighters contained the fire to the second floor, and a responding officer was able to get into the home and get the dogs out safely. The Minnesota Timberwolves play the defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at Target Center. Anthony Edwards is listed as questionable again tonight with a foot injury. He's missed Minnesota's last three games. The Minnesota Wild extended their win streak to six games with a 5-2 victory over the Blue Jackets last night in Columbus. Minnesota is back home to face Edmonton on Saturday and Colorado Sunday. This is MNN.